Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What is the Difference in the Wolverine Stack vs. BPC-157? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Secondly, if you're looking for quality peptides and research compounds, I recommend BioEdge Research Labs, which you can find a link in the description below. All right, let's get into it. If you are taking BPC-157 by itself and wondering why your recovery feels like it's stuck in second gear, there is a real chance you are leaving serious healing potential sitting on the table. Today, we are breaking down the difference between running BPC-157 solo versus running the full Wolverine stack. And by the time we wrap up, you will know exactly which approach fits your situation. So first, what is BPC-157 on its own? It is a peptide derived from a protein found in stomach acid, and before you make a face about that, just know it is one of the most researched repair compounds in the peptide world. It primarily targets tendon, ligament, and gut tissue. It works through nitric oxide pathways, which basically means it cranks up blood flow directly to the injury site. Think of it like calling one really skilled specialist to fix one specific problem. For isolated, localized damage, BPC-157 is genuinely impressive. Now here is where things get interesting. The Wolverine stack takes BPC-157 and pairs it with TB500. That combination is honestly what put this whole conversation on the map. TB500 is a synthetic version of thymosin beta-4. And unlike BPC-157, which stays relatively localized, TB500 works systemically. That means it travels through your entire body rather than just camping out at one injury site. Together, these two compounds hit cellular migration, inflammation reduction, and full tissue regeneration at the same time. The analogy I always use is this: BPC-157 is a sniper, precise and targeted. The Wolverine stack is the whole response team showing up at once. So when do you choose one over the other? If you are dealing with a specific tendon tear, gut issues, or you are working with a tighter budget, BPC-157 solo makes a lot of sense. But if you are coming out of surgery, dealing with widespread inflammation across multiple areas, or you have a systemic injury that does not fit neatly into one spot, the Wolverine stack is built for exactly that scenario. Yes, it costs more. But it is addressing multiple healing pathways simultaneously instead of knocking on one door at a time. And this is not just gym talk either. Published animal model research on TB500 demonstrated accelerated cardiac muscle repair after induced injury. BPC-157 research has shown consistent tendon-to-bone healing improvement in controlled trials. And when researchers looked at the two compounds together, the action was complementary, not redundant, meaning they were filling each other's gaps rather than just doing the same job twice. That's the part that matters. You are not doubling up on the same mechanism, you are building a more complete recovery system. The actionable piece here is simple. Map your injury first. If it is isolated and specific, start with BPC-157 and keep it clean. If it is widespread, systemic, or you are dealing with a more complex recovery situation, the full Wolverine stack deserves a serious look. Start simple and only add complexity when your recovery actually demands it. The combo of BPC-157 and TB500 has become one of the most talked about pairings in the recovery space for good reason, and BioEdge Research Labs is consistently one of the top vendors people reference for this exact stack. You can find the link in the description. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.